Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. We are right in the thick of county fair season. Tip of the hat to all the youngins out gearing up for the fair. I was a 10-year 4-H member myself, showing cattle and working on everything from leathercraft to welding, seeking the almighty purple ribbon. Or even better, one of your projects making it to the state fair.
Yeah.
My pa was not a big 4-H guy, tending to the ranching. My mom hauled me and our steers and heifers to cattle shows all across the state in a 4-horse trailer, taking my little sister in tow. Always was a much needed break to get off the ranch for a few days and mingle with other country kids in the same boat. Oh, and to hang out with all the cute country girls. Salute to 4-H parents across the nation during county fair season. It takes a village.
You got that little smirk on your face. You think you're so clever.
Yesterday at the Board of Trade, August live cattle closed up 72 cents at 187.70. October fats gained 65 to 187.45. That's all fine and dandy eye candy. But yesterday at Stockman's Livestock in the corner of Iowa, Nebraska, and Dakota South, a load of 1,600 10-pound heifers at 197.75. 1,340 pound steers out of Minnesota reached 202. By those numbers, you can see why cattle were shipped in from Montana, Wyoming, and West Virginia. Now that's a long haul, shrink me damned. On the feeder board at the CME in Chicago, Augie Doggies closed up 55 at 256.97. September feeders gained 87 at 256.95. October contracts plus 67 hitting 255.87. Confused? Same. September corn. Get it, like Neil Diamond, dropped to a contract low 388 a bushel basket. Despite a shrinking inventory, we have some big barbecue feeder calf sales coming up, including, but not limited to, a big barbecue sale in Dunlap, Iowa on Friday with not one, but two world champion auctioneers in the block. Wade Leisch and Dunlap, Iowa's very own hometown cowboy, Will Epperly, on the call as well. Thanks to Will for sending us the final results from the King of the Ring last week in Dodge City. Check out his report and Gangsta Cap at Hot Barn Report on Facebook or TikTok. See complete sale listings from our reporting barns at youragnetwork.com. Monty James for the Hot Barn Report saying keep eating that beef raised in the USA. Best on this planet, I guarantee.
This breaking beef news brought to you by Stockman's of Yankton, Stockman's of Dickinson, North Platte Stockyard, St. Orange Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, Tri-County Stockyard, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock Auction, Moon Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, and CattleUSA.com.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.